Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and it is so wonderful to have you with me today. God bless you. Praise the Lord. God bless you. It is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries. I'm sorry, we're having a bit of some technical difficulties this morning, but it's all good. We are yet again in a year in the Word. It is so important that we be readers, hearers, and most of all, doers of the Word of God, because in His Word is life, in His Word is peace, in His Word is the answers that we have been seeking all of our days. In Him, and only in Him, do we find our true purpose. We find out why we were created in the first place, who it is that created us, and what our purpose is in the earth. That's where we find it, is in the Word of God. And in the Word, we find out that this has been all along a love story of epic proportions. Our Creator, our God, our Savior, our Keeper, our Provider, He loves us so much. And in the Word, we find out just how much and just what lengths that He went through to get that through to us, that He loves us with an everlasting love. It is never His intention to leave us without a solution. Amen. All we have to do is lift up our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. We are reading today actually two segments because we didn't miss Friday. So we're reading Friday and Saturday's episodes. And we are coming from Job chapters 7 and 8 and Isaiah chapter. Quite a bit of reading today. We have designated about 45 minutes. So if you can't listen to the entire episode at once, please come back and take a listen again. And thank you so much for being with me in this journey through a year in the Word of God. It has already been a blessing. The presence of God has been here each and every time during the reading of the Word and has blessed after the reading of the Word. I mean, you can do nothing but be blessed when you are engaged in reading the Word of God, when you are engaged and partaker and being a partaker of the Word of God, when you are engaged in a relationship with our Lord and our Savior, our Creator. Amen. There is no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved except the name Jesus. Hallelujah. From the beginning of the Word to the end, amen. He is letting us know just how much He cares for us. Amen. We're reading today from Job chapter 7 and 8 and Isaiah chapters 18 through 22. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise, oh God, thanking you, Lord, for your mercy and your love and your kindness toward us all. We give glory to you, Lord God, for your graciousness, for you, Lord, are gracious. You are Elohim, our strong Creator. You are Jehovah Jireh. Amen. The Lord who will see to it, our Provider. You are the Lord, our strength. You are the Lord, our Keeper. You are the Lord, our help in the time of trouble, a present help in the time of trouble. You are, amen, God and God alone. There is no other power greater than yours. And we know that we can hide underneath the shadow of your wing and be invisible even to our enemies. Lord God, I give you glory because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous run in and is safe. I give glory to the God of my salvation on today. Lord God, we glorify you in the presence of your angels, Lord God, and even in the presence of our enemies and those that are your enemies as well. Oh, Lord, I give you glory because in this season, Lord God, you are wiping out our enemies. You're wiping out the enemies of our purpose. Amen. The Word of God says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Amen. The Lord has given each and every one of us a purpose. Glory to God. He has destined us for greatness. And the enemies that have come against that greatness that God has destined us for are the enemies of God, because they have come against his purpose, not just ours. And we give glory to God because he is removing them out of the way so that we can commence and being that that God has called us to be. Don't listen ever again to the word that anyone else has to say about you, because you are who God says that you are, and it has nothing to do with the negative things that people have uttered into your ears. They are all lies. That is a portion of that enemy's tactic to come against you and to keep you out of the greatness that you were destined for. But God has destined that you be great. In the name of Jesus, we pray for you even right now. Father, open our heart, minds and hearts into your word even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As we commence with the reading of the word, as we commence with a year in the word, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm reading and you are hearing from chapter 7 and 8, and Isaiah chapters 18 through 22. Amen. I am reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. I hope you have your Bibles ready and your pens and pencils out so that you can take notes and go back, amen, and consider the things that you have heard and ask the Lord about it. He is waiting for you to inquire so that he can give you revelations of his word. Lord, shine a light even right now and reveal your secrets to your people, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Job chapter 7 and 8 and Isaiah chapters 18 through 20, the New King James Version of the Word of God. Is there not a time of hard service for a man on earth? Are not his days like the days of a hired man? Like a servant who earnestly desires the shade, and like a hired man who eagerly looks for his wage. So I have been allotted months of futility, and wearisome nights have been appointed to me. When I lie down, I say, when shall I rise and the night be ended? For I have had my fill of tossing till dawn. My flesh is caked with worms and dust. My skin is cracked and breaks out afresh. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. Oh, remember that my life is a breath. My eye will never again see good. The eye of him who sees me will see me no more. While your eyes are upon me, I shall no longer be. As the cloud disappears and vanishes away, so he who goes down to the grave does not come up. He shall never return to his house, nor shall his place know him anymore. Therefore, I will restrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I a thief or a guard over me? When I say my bed will comfort me, my couch will ease my complaint. Then you scare me with dreams and terrify me with visions, so that my soul chooses strangling and death rather than my body. I loathe my life. I will not live forever. Let me alone, for my days are but a breath. What is man that you should exalt him, that you should set your heart on him, that you should visit him every morning and test him every moment? How long will you not look away from me and let me alone till I swallow my saliva? Have I sinned? What have I done to you, O watcher of men? Why have you set me as your target so that I am burdened to myself? Why then do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? For now I will lie down in the dust, and you will seek me diligently, but I will no longer be. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered and said, how long will you speak these things? The words of your mouth be like a strong wind. Does God subvert judgment, or does the Almighty pervert justice? If your sons have sinned against him, he has cast them away for their transgression. If you would earnestly seek God and make your supplication to the Almighty, if you were pure and upright, surely now he would awake for you and prosper your rightful dwelling place. Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly. For inquire, please, of the former age, and consider the things discovered by their fathers, For we were born yesterday and knowing nothing, because our days on earth are a shadow. Will they not teach you and tell you and utter words from their hearts? Can the papyrus grow up without a marsh? Can the reeds flourish without water? While it is yet green and not cut down, it withers before any other plant. So are the paths of all who forget God, and the hope of the hypocrite shall perish, whose confidence shall be cut off, and whose trust is a spider's web. He leans on his house, but it does not stand. He holds it fast, but it does not endure. He grows green in the sun, and his branches spread out in his garden. His roots wrap around the rock heap and look for a place in the stones. If he is destroyed from his place, then it will deny him, saying, I have not seen you. Behold, this is the joy of his way, and out of the earth others will grow. Behold, God will not cast away the blameless, nor will he uphold the evildoers. He will yet fill your mouth with laughing and your lips with rejoicing. Those who hate you will be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked will come to nothing. I have read and you have heard from Job chapter 7 and 8. Amen. Now we are reading Isaiah 18 through 22. Woe to the land shadowed with buzzing wings, which is beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, which sends ambassadors by sea, even in vessels of reed on the waters, saying, go, swift messengers, to a nation tall and smooth of skin, to a people terrible from their beginning onward, a nation powerful and treading down, whose land the rivers divide. All inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, when he lifts up a banner on the mountains, you see it. And when he blows a trumpet, you hear it. For so the Lord said to me, I will take my rest, and I will look from my dwelling place like a clear heat in sunshine, like a cloud of dew in the heat of the harvest. For before the harvest, when the bud is perfect and the sour grape is ripening in the flower, he will both cut off the sprigs from pruning hooks and take away and cut down the branches. They will be left together for the mountains and for the beasts of the earth. The birds of prey will summer on them, and all the beasts of the earth will winter on them. Time, a present, will be brought to the Lord of hosts, from a people tall and smooth of skin, and from a people terrible from their beginning onward, a nation powerful and treading down, whose land the rivers divide, to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, to Mount Zion. The burden against Egypt. Behold, the Lord rides on a swift cloud and will come into Egypt. The idols of Egypt will totter at his presence, and the heart of Egypt will melt in its midst. I will set Egyptians against the Egyptians. Everyone will fight against his brother, and everyone against his neighbor. City against city, kingdom against kingdom. The spirit of Egypt will fail in its midst. I will destroy them, and they will counsel their idols and the charmers, the mediums and the sorcerers. And the Egyptians I will give into the hand of a cruel master, and a fierce king will rule over them, says the Lord of hosts. The waters will fail from the sea, and the river will be wasted and dried up. The rivers will turn foul. The brooks of defense will be emptied and dried up. The reeds and the rushes will wither, and the papyrus reeds by the river, by the mouth of the river, and everything sown by the river will wither, be driven away, and be no more. The fishermen also will mourn, and those will lament who cast hooks into the river, and they will languish who spread nets on the water. Moreover, those who work and find flax, and those who weave find fabric will be ashamed, and its foundations will be broken. All who make wages will be troubled of soul. Surely the princes of Zoan are fools. Pharaoh's wise count Pharaoh, I am the son of the wise, the son of the of ancient kings. Where are they? Where are your wise men? Let them tell you now, and let them know what the Lord of hosts has purposed against Egypt. The princes of Zoan have become fools, and the princes of Noph are deceived. They have also deluded Egypt, those who are the mainstay of its tribe. The Lord has mingled a perverse spirit in her midst, and they have caused Egypt to err in all her work, as a drunken man staggers in his vomit. Neither will there be any work for Egypt, which the head or tail, palm branch or bulrush may do. In that day, Egypt will be like women and will be afraid and fear because of the waving of the hand of the Lord of hosts, which he waves over it. And the land of Judah will be a terror to Egypt. Everyone who makes mention of it will be afraid in himself because of the counsel of the Lord of hosts, which he has determined against it. In that day, five cities in the land of Egypt will speak the language of Canaan and swear by the Lord of hosts. One will be called the city of destruction. In that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, a pillar to the Lord at its border, and it will be a sign and for a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they will cry to the Lord because of the oppressors, and he will send them a savior and a mighty one, and he will deliver them. Then the Lord will be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know the Lord in that day and will make sacrifice and offering. Yes, they will make a vow to the Lord and perform it. And the Lord will strike Egypt, and he will strike and heal it. They will return to the Lord, and he will be entreated by them and heal them. In that day, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian will come to Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians will serve with the Assyrians. In that day, Israel will be one of three with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the land, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my inheritance. In the year that Tartan came to Ashdod, when Sargon, the king of Assyria, sent him, and he fought against Ashdod and took it. At the same time, the Lord spoke by Isaiah, the son of Amos, saying, go and remove the sackcloth from your body and take your sandals off your feet. And he did so, walking naked and barefoot. Then the Lord said, just as my servant Isaiah has walked naked and barefoot 3 years for a sign and a wonder against Egypt and Ethiopia, so shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptians as prisoners and the Ethiopians as captives, young and old, naked and barefoot, with their buttocks uncovered to the shame of Egypt. Then they shall be afraid and ashamed of Ethiopia, their expectation, and Egypt, their glory. And the inhabitant of this territory will say in that day, surely such is our expectation. Wherever we flee for help to be delivered from the king of Assyria, how shall we escape? The burden against the wilderness of the sea. As whirlwinds in the south pass through, so it comes from the desert, from a terrible land. A distressing vision is declared to me. The treacherous dealer deals treacherously, and the plunderers plunder. Go up, O Elam, besiege, O Media. All its sighing I have made to cease. Therefore my loins are filled with pain. Pangs have taken hold of me, like the pangs of a woman in labor. I was distressed when I heard it. I was dismayed when I saw it. My heart wavered fearfulness frightened me. The night for which I longed, he turned into fear for me. Prepare the table, set a watchman in the tower, eat and drink. Arise, you princes, anoint the shield, for thus has the Lord said to me, go, set a watchman, let him declare what he sees. And he saw a chariot with a pair of horsemen, a chariot of donkeys, and a chariot of camels. And he listened earnestly with great care. Then he cried, a lion, my Lord, I stand continually on the watchtower in the daytime. I have sat at my post every night. And look, here comes a chariot of men with a pair of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, it's fallen, and all the graven images of her gods he has broken to the ground. Oh, my threshing and the grain of my floor, that which I have heard from the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have declared to you. The burden against Duma. He calls to me out of Seir, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning comes and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire, return, come back. The burden against Arabia. In Arabia, you will lodge. O you traveling companies of Dedanites, O inhabitants of the land of Tema, bring water to him who is thirsty. With their bread they met him who fled, for they fled with the sword, from the drawn sword, from the bent bow, and from the distress of war. For thus the Lord said to me, within a year, according to the year of a hired man, all the glory of Kedar will fail, and the remainder of the number of archers, the mighty men of the people of Kedar, will be diminished. For the Lord God of Israel has spoken it. The burden against the valley of vision ails you now that you have all gone up to the housetops. You who are full of noise, a tumultuous city, a joyous city. Your slain men are not slain with sword, nor dead in battle. All your rulers have fled together. They are captured by the archers. All who are found in you are bound together. They have fled from afar. Therefore I said, look away from me. I will weep bitterly. Do not labor to comfort me because of the plundering of the daughter of my people. For it is a day of trouble and treading down and perplexity by the Lord God of hosts. In the valley of vision, breaking down the walls and crying to the mountain. Elam bore the quiver with chariots of men and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield. It shall come to pass that your choicest vessels shall be full of chariots, and the horsemen shall set themselves in array at the gate. He removed the protection of Judah. You looked in that day to the armor of the house of the forest. You also saw the damage to the city of David, that it was great. And you gathered together the waters of the lower pool. You numbered the houses of Jerusalem and the houses you broke down to fortify the wall. You also made a reservoir between the two walls for the water of the old pool. But you did not look to its maker, nor did you respect for him. Nor did you have respect for him who fashioned it long ago. And in that day, the Lord God of hosts called for weeping and for mourning, for baldness and for grinding with sackcloth. But instead, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep and eating meat and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Then it was revealed in my hearing by the Lord of hosts, surely for this iniquity there will be no atonement for you, even to your death, says the Lord God of hosts. The Lord God of hosts, go, proceed to the steward, to Shebna, who is over the house, and say, what have you here, and whom have you here, that you have hewn a sepulcher here? As he who hews himself a sepulcher on high, who carves a tomb for himself in a rock. Indeed, the Lord will throw you away violently, O mighty man, and will surely seize you. He will surely turn violently and toss you like a ball into a large country. There you shall die, and there your glorious chariot shall be the shame of your master's house. So I will drive you out of your office, and from your position he will pull you down. Then it shall be in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and strengthen him with your belt. I will commit your responsibility into his hand. He shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder. So he shall open and no one shall shut. And he shall shut and no one shall open. I will fasten him as a peg in a secure place, and he will become a glorious throne to his father's house. They will hang on him all the glory of his father's house spring and the prosperity, all the vessels of small quantity, from the cups to all the pitchers. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, the peg that is fastened in the secure place will be removed and be cut down and fall, and the burden that was on it will be cut off, for the Lord has spoken it. I have read and you have heard from Job chapters 7 and 8 and Isaiah chapters 18 through 22 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you until next time. Amen. Please stay tuned with me as we continue our journey through a year in the Word. Amen.